Well, I go for Nation's Giant Hamburger right now, or pie, and, boy, all over the Bay Area. Check out the one in your area. And, of course, social distancing and masks and everything. Nation's has been right in the forefront of everything since day one. Let's bring in Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez of KMBR.com at the ballpark today. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you?
Good. You got back from L.A. okay?
Got back from L.A. okay. Perfectly fine. Now covering games back at Oracle Park. I hope this will last. I'm not as optimistic as maybe some others, but it's nice to be covering baseball again.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts on it. We've talked about it a lot today with Bill Lasky, with Kerry, and Bruce Jenkins, and different people. And, look, it's part of the real world. Baseball's had problems. They've canceled 33, 34 games already. It's only the first week. You were down in L.A. Now you're back up here. What is your feeling?
My feeling is it's going to be very hard to pull this off without same-day testing, accurate same-day testing that immediately tells you if you're positive or negative, and then can you go on the field. The way that, you know, they're doing it with the mail away, you know, they've created all these facilities. They have all of these resources to put forth to try to keep the season going, and it's admirable. I believe that it's worth trying, but I think the first week has told us it is very hard to pull this off. It's very hard to get both buy-in from literally, you know, thousands of people who are trying to pull this off, and to without the test that immediately tell you whether you're positive or negative. You know, if you're waiting a couple days, those couple days, as we've seen, you know, the virus can spread within a clubhouse, and you can't move on with 29 teams. It's not last man standing in that fashion. I think they're going to keep pushing as far as they can go because, you know, there's obviously a lot of money to be made here. But the way that, you know, just the first week of the season has gone, the first week of these teams traveling with the amount of, you know, flare-ups here, it's hard for me to see this working for 60 games.
Well, you bring up a good point, and that is you need same-day testing with results. Because if you wait 2 days, you've now infected 20 other people, and in baseball, that's the death knell. You can't have that. That's what causes all these games to be delayed. Once you have one or two tests, even they cancel the games, and that's the problem. Well, what's the atmosphere like at the ballpark? I mean, on TV and radio, it's you know, we have the Hall of Fame announcing team, really the announcers. Were you there for opening night? What was it like?
I've been here for much of the game so far. It's still strange. You know, they try as best they can to really make it feel like Major League Baseball, but it's so hard to do that without the fans here, without, you know, the actual energy being infused from the stands to the field. You know, I still remember Tyler Anderson saying that it felt like it took him forever out there because he didn't have that energy to really work from. It feels weird. Is maybe the word I'll say for it. You know, we saw Chadwick Tromp had a great, not debut, but second game, and he's got a big smile on, and it feels like baseball again. But without the actual fans there going crazy, it still feels minor league. And look, there are much bigger, you know, worries this year than the feel of a game. And I think the players will tell you it feels different, even if it's Major League Baseball and they want to win. But just from being here, the feel is definitely different. You know, they try to pump in the crowd noise, but still the crowd noise is inconsistent where, you know, sometimes a guy hits a home run and the crowd doesn't notice until he gets to third base. It's strange. But the players are into it even despite that weirdness.
All right, Mark Sanchez with us. You can follow him on KNBR.com. Mark, Yastrzemski's had a great week. You know, we laugh about Mark Simon says on Twitter from Sports Info Solutions, said for the Giants to contend, you need an MVP year out of Mike Yastrzemski. Well, he's giving his first week as an MVP year. What a week for Mike Yastrzemski.
Absolutely. I mean, if he leads the league in hitting and Donovan Solano leads the league in RBIs, I mean, that's a pretty good recipe for a first-place finish, right? It's right, absolutely, and it really couldn't have come for a better Giant. You know, he really was their one true discovery last year, where you look through all these Farhan Zaidi, you know, sifts through the waiver wire or through, you know, the last man on other people's rosters. He finds value, but value that is going to stick is a different question. And that was the big question. You know, for a 29-year-old coming off a career year, the amount of home runs that he never hit in the minor leagues, all of that screams regression. I think if the Giants could have picked one player to start off hot, to sort of tell them that this is who I am a major league player, and then above average major league player, Mike Yastrzemski would have been their pick. It, you know, the season has not started ideally, but for Yaz, absolutely it has. And against lefties, against righties, he's up there. Today he's leading off. I think yesterday he was batting third. He has very quickly become, I think, the most important Giant here.
Absolutely. Hey, you are at the ballpark and did participate with Zoom today. What were the things you learned today from Kapler? Anything?
I think the most fun thing coming out of today is the Heinemann, with M-E-N at the end there. We're going to have the first Tyler Heinemann, Scott Heinemann Major League face-off. Tyler is going to be catching for the Giants and Scott playing the outfield for the Rangers. Brothers grew up in Southern Cal. They are going to be replacing their managers at the opening. You know, they're going to pass in the quote-unquote lineup cards, even if it's a little bit different this year. But those are the two representatives of the teams, which has got to be awesome for, you know, their parents and for their families. Both of them are fairly new major leaguers. You know, Tyler has played maybe 10 games in the majors in his life. Last year he debuted at the end of September. And suddenly he's going to be playing against his brother just like they were kids. They're going to be out there, and even if their family can't literally be here, they're going to watch those guys on the field before the game. That was, I think, the most fun thing to come out of pregame. It's just we're going to see that moment, and it's going to be really special for them and for the whole family.
You know, it looks like Gabe Kapler is standing behind his veterans, Belt, Longoria, Sandoval, Crawford, Pence. The first four are in the lineup tonight. Pence is not because the righty is going. I get the feeling that he's standing behind these guys, and he's not going to waver just yet on any major moves with any of them.
I'd agree with that. I mean, it's still early, especially with Belt and Longoria, who just debuted the other day. He's going to give him a long run. I'm especially curious about Belt because, you know, he debuted and then he had off yesterday because there was a little bit of soreness, which is, especially with Belt's history, that's cause for concern about, you know, how healthy he can stay in a 60-game season where, you know, an injury can turn into a season-ending injury in a hurry. But you're right. At all turns, really, Kapler has tried to show that he is behind these veterans. He has praised Brendan Crawford at every, really at every turn. Crawford did not start off well at the plate here. You know, he was hitting balls hard, but right at people. And Kapler made it a point pretty much every postgame to say, we're waiting for this guy. We're seeing the at-bats. We think he's going to come around. And the past couple of days he has, and he looks good for it. Now he's doing the same thing with Hunter Pence and saying, I understand he's 0 for 21, but we believe in this guy. We see the swings, and we just think that they'll start finding grass, you know, one of these games. So even though he's not in there tonight, they're going to keep relying on him. But you're right. It is going to be curious how long he can keep sticking with a player like Pence who is struggling early, considering that, you know, the season's over in the blink of an eye. So it's, you do have to make quick decisions, but at least so far, he is saying we stand by these guys.
Well, the lineup tonight, Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Solano, Belt, Longoria, Sandoval, Crawford, Heinemann, and Duggar with Smiley on the hill. Boy, the Padres series was exciting. You know, we have the torture of the 3-2, 2-1 games at Oracle Park for years, maybe 10 years or so, and all of a sudden now, it looks like they can hit. You know, the Padres series was kind of fun.
They can definitely hit against lefties. You know, you put in Wilmer Flores there at second or third against the lefty. You put in Darren Ruff, maybe batting fifth or sixth. You start to see how this lineup really can do some damage against a lefty pitcher. Donovan Solano just eats them at every instance. Whenever he's up there, he finds the barrel. That's who he is what we've learned. The question is going to be whether it can continue against righties, and that's going to, you know, a further case has been made today, so I'm going to be curious about that. But they have not yet beat a righty starter. Granted, that was early on where they're, you know, playing Jalen Davis, and they were playing even Hunter Pence against righties. Because without Longoria and without Brandon Belt, they were sort of, you know, short staff there. But so far, they have not proven that they can hit righties. If they can do that, then we know they can hit lefties, and that's when you know you've got a good team.
What do you think about just the division? You know, I've said this part of my theme tonight is, you know, the West is the West, the NL West, AL West. It's not. There's a lot of teams in there that can be handled. And if this season does play out to 60 games and the Giants have all this depth of relief pitching, starting pitching, I can't believe it. At some point, they've got to get guys who can go six, seven innings. You got to give the bullpen a rest at some point. But this is an interesting scenario because neither division really is like a knockout division.
I will tell Kapler you said that at some point you got to go six or seven innings. I'm curious.
Tell him I said it too.
No, I'll put your name next to it, not to mine. You're right. It's not. And look, we're looking at the Rangers right now, and the Giants line up well with them. Like, this is a very beatable Rangers team. This is a team they probably should win games against. You look down the NL West, the Diamondbacks are good, but they're not overpowering. Really, everyone outside of the Dodgers, you look at and say, I can win games against that team. There is, especially as you mentioned, with the bullpen they built up, where, you know, even if you're relying so heavily on them, there are just so many really lightning arms back there who you can toss out every couple of days, and they're throwing 98 and blowing guys away. That is sort of how you win games in the playoffs, and this sort of feels like just a very big, long, extended playoffs. If they can sort of ride that bullpen, and if they can get enough hitting against righties, I would say, you can start to see how this season would come together and go well for the Giants. I'm more pessimistic about the season as a whole for Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. But for the Giants, you can see the blueprint for how they compete here.
Now, a tough road trip coming up. Are you going to go in any of these games here?
I should be back in L.A. when they're there, but I don't think I'll be in Colorado.
All right, good for you. Good for you. Don't go there. You don't need that.
I will go to any game that they send me to. Maybe that's the way I'll phrase it. I am not being sent to Colorado.
Oh, good. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been an interesting week of just baseball in general, and Mookie Betts, the Dodgers look a little flat. The Padres have a lot of talent. Their little center fielder was terrific. Their bullpen, I thought, was very erratic. And last night, Wade Davis got crushed for Colorado. So we'll see. You know, as Bruce Jenkins and I said, you know, there's so much going on in the world, and as you've outlined it as well as anybody, there's a lot of challenges for baseball. But, you know, when you get down to the day-to-day story of baseball, it's what we like, and I think we've got some stories going. So as long as we have it, we might as well enjoy it, but the main thing is to keep everybody safe. This is a challenge for the traveling party, the road trips. I can see being at home is one thing, going on the road for 9 days or 10 days and the hotels and everything you got to deal with, and you've got to sort of sequester 50 or 60 people on a traveling party. This is not a simple task.
Absolutely. I mean, Kapler was asked today, are you guys going to be doing anything differently on your next road trip, you know, compared with your first? And he said, honestly, I don't know, because so much depends on just the hotel accommodations and, you know, the surroundings of the place. Where can you, do they have an outside venue where you can go and breathe in fresh air and socially mm-hmm. distance, but at least be together? Where in the first, in LA, they were able to do that, but he doesn't know if they're going to be able to do that in other places. So it is so day by day. It is so, we'll get there and see how it looks and then decide what is best for our team. They are, by all accounts, they are being responsible here and figuring it out. And it doesn't sound like the Giants are the problem within MLB. But you're right. It's awfully challenging when every team is traveling like this.
Yeah, it is. Joe Girardi said it today. He got on the elevator at a hotel, and someone got on without a mask and said, and he told the person, look, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave because I cannot be exposed to anyone without a mask because I have responsibility to my team and everything else. But the point is, he was in a regular hotel and getting on the elevator with other people. Come on.
Major League Baseball can be as safe and as clean and as responsible as they can. But if it's a country issue, that's bigger than the players. It's bigger than the league.
Well, that's the issue. Well, all right. Have a great game tonight. Your thoughts on Smiley and Jordan Lyles? Any quick thoughts on that?
I'm still curious how long Smiley's going to go. I think if he can go into the fifth inning, they'll be happy with him. But really, every Giant starter here, we're curious, you know, can they go into a sixth? Definitely not a seventh. They are taking them very slowly, and especially when the bullpen is pitching like it has been recently, you can see why, just beyond health reasons, there's a way to win games the way they've been winning games.
Well, they lost Coonrod. That's the first real injury in the pen, a lat injury, I think. And then Logan Webb last night, boy, he just didn't – the changeup was fabulous, but that's all he had last night. So we'll say yes, Drew Smiley, if he can go five and throw out all the home runs and everything from last year, he looks like a different pitcher this year. So Jordan Lyles, a free agent acquisition by Texas. So we've got a storyline. So, Mark, thanks so much. Have a great night, and we'll catch up with you.
For sure. Always enjoy it, Marty. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That is Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. You can follow him at knbr.com. Does a really nice job. He's really on top of the game of baseball. All right. Our Giants pregame is coming up next right here on the Sports Leader.